Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Secret Artists. I'm Annie McGrath, looking forward to this week's episode because I'm joined by the wonderful Rose Johnson, who is a comedian, a sketch comedian, a stand-up comedian, wife of last week's guest, Dan Kirk. And Rose is much nicer to me than Dan was, so I really enjoyed this episode. I actually think I did the best painting I've done so far on Rose's episode, so look out for that on Instagram at Secret Art Pod. Very excitingly, we're doing the first live recording of Secret Artists podcast at Machynlleth Comedy Festival on the 3rd of May. So do get tickets for that. That's in Wales, if you didn't realise that from my slightly offensive accent that I just did. Please buy tickets to see my show at the Soho Theatre in February, and just enjoy the podcast, will you? It's comedians doing art. What's not to like?
Am I here for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rose? Oh, should I say your full name? Yeah. Rose Johnson is a very funny comedian, actor, writer, and director. She is one third of critically acclaimed sketch group Birthday Girls, whose BBC podcast Birthday Girls House Party was nominated for the 2019 British Podcast Award for Best Comedy. She has appeared in Lee and Dean, There She Goes, Flack, and Absolutely Fabulous. She's written for Thomas the Tank Engine, Swashbuckle, and children's BAFTA-nominated Giggle Biz. She also makes delicious honey and mustard cocktail sausages.
Actually, they don't have mustard.
Oh.
So you fucked it, early doors.
Shit. Just honey?
Honey, sesame, soy.
Mmm.
I put mustard on the ham.
Oh yeah, that'll be what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful cook.
And thanks
for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you because the last guest was your husband and he was fucking difficult.
Yeah, he is a really difficult man.
Yeah.
I apologise for him. I mean, I'm not responsible for him.
No, you're not. You're a person.
It does reflect badly on me, the way that he behaves.
He's a funny comedian. Dan Kirk.
Yeah, sometimes they cry. Yeah, I was going to say sometimes the laughter has to stop.
So I feel more relaxed about having you.
Yeah, here. I'm a nice girl.
Yeah, you're a nice girl.
Except for we were just talking before the podcast about me getting drunk and saying awful things.
Saying awful things.
As long as I remain sober for the podcast,
well, you should be got fine tea currently. So
if my mum was here, she'd be like, "Should we pop some Baileys into that?"
Oh yeah, Baileys in tea.
Oh no, coffee.
Coffee. That's good. Yeah.
She loves it on Christmas.
They don't really
Day.
Do alcoholic tea, do they? In the same way you do with coffee.
Oh. And we're going to trademark that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, shall we? What have you yeah. got? Wine?
Just what, half tea, half wine?
That'd be fucking great.
There's iced tea. No, Long Island iced tea, but that's not anything to do with tea. That's just all of the alcohols in one glass.
Well, has it got peach tea in it?
No, it's Coke.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, genuinely, it's like gin, vodka, whiskey, rum, like triple sec.
Oh yeah, Coke. Don't like that because it's orange.
Or maybe lemonade. I can't remember.
But yeah, iced tea with vodka would be nice, I think.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
There we go. So I'm excited to see what you've brought in. I say brought in, we're in your flat, but what have you got
well,
for us
today? Well, I mean, just a bit of background. As soon as you said you need an object that's significant to you, I immediately had a breakdown and was like, well, I guess there's nothing significant in my life then because I can't think of an object. But most things
bring
inspire
in,
that kind
in.
Of... I actually offered to sit for his. He said no thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Rude.
He said he thought it'd be weird if I was just sitting there the whole time. And I was like, I'd be very still.
I think it'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Did you offer to be naked?
No, but I would have done.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you want to get naked now?
What? And now I draw my own naked tit.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting staring at you.
did actually do life drawing together.
Oh.
Not of each other. It wasn't like an erotic sex thing. We went to life drawing, and again, I had a breakdown because I was bad at it.
He said his was quite homoerotic.
Yeah, his was actually quite reminiscent of like, sort of, yeah, Greek
gays.
Yeah. Mine was just poor. The I just get, it's that pressure, isn't it, of being like, I don't know, but then the woman who ran the class kept, she once came up behind me, she just would come up and say the most cutting remarks. She just once came up behind me, looked at my drawing for ages, and then just said to me, "It helps if you're just drawing what you can see, darling."
Oh my God.
And I was like, what do you think I'm trying to do, Alison?
Fucking Alison.
Yeah. So mine's not like, yeah, I was like, I don't really have a kind of, I'm not really that attached to like things.
Mm.
So then I was like, what would I quite like to draw? So we're going to draw. Should I get it?
Is it cheese?
Is it cheese? No, it is some food.
Okay.
Because I was like, that's significant to me.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
food.
Great.
So I'll get it. Shall I tell you and then get it? Or shall I get
it? Get it.
Okay,
and then we'll reveal it. Is it a cocktail?
It's been sitting in plain sight this whole time.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
It's a squash.
I noticed that earlier.
Yeah.
I love the shade. It sort of merges from like peachy pink into green.
So, and also, so this squash, my mum and dad grow it in their garden.
Oh, in Devon.
Devon, yeah. And so I was like, well, it's a nice symbolic kind of, you know, connection to family.
It's beautiful.
And also, so this is a Crown Prince squash. Mm-hmm. I grew one of these. I had a plant. My brother gave us some seeds in my garden out here.
Yeah.
But my plant only produced a single squash. It was like the biggest plant you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Stretching. It took over like the whole lawn, all the flower beds, and I got people to water it whilst I was away, and then one
seed, not
well, no,
example.
one fruit. But mum and dad have got shitloads. When you go to their house, it's like the start of a horror film where squashes are going to take over because they've got them all along all the windowsills and on every surface.
So it's
and
like it's just Halloween every day in your house.
Yeah, and my mum just keeps frantically messaging the family WhatsApp group, being like, "Does anyone have any recipes for squash?"
Every day a different breakdown.
Yeah,
squash.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Roast it?
Oh, you can do roast. Yeah,
with
roast
bacon,
it.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
I haven't done that. That's nice. There's quite a nice butternut squash curry, like roasted curry thing. I think it's in a Mirisoda book. That's
but this
really
isn't
good.
A butternut squash, is it?
No, this is a Crown Prince squash, but it's similar vibe, like
similar
sweet.
Taste.
Not quite as sweet, but nice kind of like firm texture, because I hate it when you have a squash and they're watery.
Yeah, yeah.
Disgusting.
Does it have those seeds in the middle, like pumpkins?
Yeah. So you can roast those off.
Ah.
But yeah, I just thought it's quite a nice,
it's beautiful
thing.
This is the mixing tray.
Thank you.
So what, I might try and draw it first and then paint it?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, because I feel like the shape is quite...
Yeah, I want to get it right.
Important. But yeah.
I love it. I've put out an array of colours, including rose.
Thank you.
Which is...
My name.
Your name.
Yeah.
Now, I learned recently that you're an amazing painter.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but I saw a painting. Is that sort of
female still,
nude?
Female nude.
That's great.
Basically, what happened there, Annie, was like pure fluke. Oh, I need a rubber already. Annie, can you just go in that pencil case, please? Yeah. Or maybe I can just kind of go over it.
Pencil. Love a nice pencil case.
Yeah.
Sort of felt.
Thank you. So what happened there was an absolute fluke.
When did you do it?
AS level. So I must have been...
So you did do A level art or AS level art?
I did AS level art, yeah. And... Then quit. You had to drop a subject.
You did a masterpiece and then quit.
Yeah, I was like, I've reached the pinnacle.
You framed that, haven't you?
Yeah, Dan actually framed it for me after we had very soon started going out.
Oh. I was really impressed because I had no idea that you did it and then suddenly you whipped that out.
Yeah, but I've never matched it.
And yeah, you might today with the squash.
Let's hope so.
I did enjoy, I don't know why I dropped art, to be honest, but I started to say to you before we started the pod that that when I did art at IAS level, I once did an entire, I think I stopped it because I had a really stressful time where I did an entire module of coursework in a night. Yeah. I hadn't done any work on my sketchbook.
That's quite a funny subject to cram.
I really had to do a whole sketchbook being like...
quickly bashing through a load of paintings.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it was basically like I'd done the final piece, so I had to like fabricate all these workings. Do you know what I mean?
So was the final piece that's female nude?
No, that was just from life drawing, I think, a module on life drawing. No, this was like a thing on the elements. And I'd basically been struggling doing this watercolour, oil painting, actually. Mm-hmm. Very tricky, I'd say.
Yeah.
Of a watering can. And with every stroke that I took of paint, I made it worse. You know, when you just, every single time that I touched it, it was shitter and shitter.
Yeah.
And I had to, I panicked. And the night before I abandoned it and decided to do a mixed media piece, which were heavily involved. Do you remember the poster for The Beach starring Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
I did a poster, and it had his face like looking up at the sun.
Yeah.
I decided to just jack it in with the watering can and instead did this shit mixed media piece that heavily involved copying that image. And
then you had to backtrack, and sort of justify why you'd done
it. I had to do a whole sketchbook of work leading up to that point.
And what did you get?
A.
Great.
I'm a good, like, blagger, I think. Yeah.
Do you ever do that with comedy? Cramming?
Yeah, I leave everything to the last minute with comedy, but I think that's more of a confidence thing. I think if you don't take it seriously. Are you painting already?
Yeah, just because...
there's limited time.
Well, I thought if I do more drawing, I'm just going to start sort of shading.
Yeah.
Whereas I want to do the shading with the paint.
Yes, me too. I'm just trying to get a...
I've got a sort
I think
of
mine's a little bit... it's not quite... but yeah, I'm quite. It's quite a nice thing to draw, actually.
Yeah, it's
quite therapeutic.
It's sort of like... female body in a way.
Yes. Do you know what? Whenever I did life drawing, I always fucking hated it when
you had to draw a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd always be like, oh, piss off, mate. Why do I want to look at... Yeah.
They're so much harder to draw.
Yeah. What's that? What is that outline look about, right?
Yeah, it looks good to me. I mean, I can't see your angle, but it looks like a squash from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, I think I've done it. I've done the side quite badly, but... it's hard, isn't it? Like that thing where you just, it's that critical voice in your head. I think when I do art, that's the thing I've just got to overcome. It's just that voice being like, well, it's going to be shit.
Yeah, I think it's, well, the same with art and comedy, I find. It's the fear of failure that can hold you back.
So have you mixed any colours yet?
Yeah, I've sort of mixed a bit on the page. I've used that yellow, white palette. Weirdly, a bit of rose. And oh, that's quite a nice burnt sienna.
Yeah.
For the orangey, peachy.
I'm going to get that greeny. I'm going to get that greeny tone first.
It's quite difficult because the colours I brought are quite bright.
Yeah.
These are very subtle.
Put a bit of brown in.
Yeah. I need to make that sort of green, but I don't want to go too blue with it.
I've just put a shitload of blue in the mixing palette. So that's perfect. That's good to hear.
So have you not done art since school then?
Not really. It's bad, isn't it?
It's not bad, really. We're all busy with our lives, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, I've put way too much blue in. I've made sea green.
Sort of mint green.
So you're mixing on the page.
Yeah, not...
Interesting.
I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. I'm just lazy.
No, I think it's a great thing.
Well, thanks, Riz. You're really building up my self-esteem since your husband really took
destroyed
it.
I'm going to... I'm taking a lot of the white because of...
Oh, yeah,
what
we've
I
got
did.
Loads more paint here. I've also got gold. Did I put gold up?
Gold's yeah. quite nice,
might
actually,
be a
for
bit
this,
of fun
isn't
to
it?
Put gold.
How
I
can
might
I make this less minty?
Gold.
Maybe put some red in or brown.
Yeah. I also quite like this sort of scuff marks on it. Might try and add those on later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got some imperfections, hasn't it? Again, yeah. Again, like a lovely like female figure. Body, yeah. Basically, I wish I'd had a female figure here to draw. Annie, would you mind?
Yeah, should we both just take our clothes off?
Yeah, and draw. What would you say? What would you have said if I said I want us to draw each other naked?
I'd probably do it in underwear, but I probably would be a bit embarrassed doing it fully nude.
Yeah.
Are we doing it?
Yeah. Start the podcast again.
Just naked but drawing, painting a squat.
Also, I've realised that I'm quite bad at multitasking. So this is sort of, you might have realised I'm sort of slightly distracted in a lot of my answers.
No, you've been very eloquent. And so you've been to life drawing classes. Do you do any other sort of art classes, painting or anything like that?
No, but I sort of wish I did.
And do you go to exhibitions much?
Sporadically.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's like something that I do as a matter of course.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I go, I really, really like it. I feel like I'm one of those people that will go when you're abroad.
Yeah.
That kind of business.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a classic case of when you live in London, you just don't do half of the things.
Yeah, exactly. I've realised I started doing this colour, but it's the wrong colour for where I've been doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the beauty of it is you can just paint over it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be quite delicate because it doesn't come very naturally to me.
What?
As in painting quite delicately.
Oh, I'm normally, being very bold.
Normally quite a thick, thick painter. But I'm trying really hard to
sort of
hold back.
I've taken all the white.
That's right. That's
okay. I feel like that needs quite a lot of white, this.
Put some more out.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Have you got a favourite artist, Rose?
So I would say not one favourite, but maybe. So I like the Impressionists. I know it's very, very basic.
Not basic. What, sort of Monet, etc.?
Yeah. Monet, Turner. If I had to choose, Turner would probably be my fave.
Yeah.
I just love the sunrise ones.
Yeah, it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Skies,
they've always sort of spoken to me. Those ones, and I always like. I remember seeing. Is it called Impression Sunrise? That one that's the one of the Thames, or maybe it's called the Thames over Parliament.
Oh yeah, I think I know the one you mean.
I remember really vividly seeing that one in a gallery and being like, "Wow!" Seeing that kind of. I was going to say, "Sing it live."
Keep supporting live art.
Yeah. Is that how you? Yeah, sing it live.
Yeah, in the flesh.
Yeah. Oh God. Fuck. It's all gone to shit. Luckily, she doesn't like my choice of favourite artist.
It landed palette up, which is good for your floor.
Oh, don't... I mean, Dan's probably already told you how much this flat is a piece of shit. I'd want to spill paint all over it.
Yeah, you both very vehemently hate the flat.
Hate the flat! Hate the flat!
Let's destroy it. Should we paint on the walls?
Yeah! Because I don't think we'll get our deposit back. We've broken one of the windows.
Oh, shit.
Not, I don't know how it happened. It was just suddenly broken one day, you know?
Hmm. Sounds suspicious.
Yeah. But yeah, probably Turner. But I like Monet. But I also like the kind of when the Impressionists got a bit more abstract. So I quite like Matisse.
Oh, yeah. So does your husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That little rat, because we were talking about this, and I was going to say that, and now his little brain
said,
the fucking little cogs have been turning.
That's why he said, I want to go on the podcast first.
So I can... Yeah, classic man.
Tell all of Rose's ideas.
I've accidentally got a bit of bright green in here, but you know what? I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think that's... You can just do what you want to do.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to be a bit more...
Make it very bright.
Let's have a look.
Oh, like
I love
down
that.
There, quite like that.
Really nice sort of pastely colours.
Yeah.
Quite earthy, yours, actually.
Well, it's come from the earth, Annie. Do you know what I mean? So let's...
Have you told your parents we're painting their squash?
No, maybe I'll give them the picture.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Do you know what? A really nice thing recently. So my grandfather was an artist.
Oh.
Not a famous one, but his pictures are excellent. I'll show you some after the pod.
What's he called?
Alan Rigby. And he was quite abstract, actually.
Mm.
He had some figurative stuff
But then he did some quite crazy. He was really into like gouache and all that business.
Yeah. So did you used to paint with him when you were little?
No, but he sort of... Or did I? Maybe I did. I don't know. But my mum has recently got all his paint, like sort of photographed all his paintings. Mm. She's getting a load of them framed for us. So I got to like look through all his old artwork. And nice. Amazing. And what was funny is that like he's done this series of stuff, which is sort of near where Dan's dad lives now, down in like Southwold. So it's like this really nice weird connection.
Yeah. So you're a creative family.
Yeah, I would say so. My my mum is sort of musical. My dad's sort of musical.
Are you musical?
Yes and no. I mean, I used to sing in the choir, but I'm not talented.
Oh, you're very self-deprecating.
Yeah. I was just reading a book about that, actually.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about sort of... Well, what did the book... I was talking about your husband.
I've literally just started it, but it's called Playing Big, about, like, women holding themselves back.
Yes.
By a voice in their head, you know, your inner critic. I need to take a step forward colour-wise with this. Okay, so what do we think for those? Yeah, you've gone for like purpley.
I love that. Your paint is.
Thank you. It's got quite pinkish tones, hasn't it? Pinky orangey.
Pinky orangey.
I might do a bit of that.
Purpley brown into sort of mint green.
Yeah. Do you know what we should have done? Cut it open.
Ooh.
Because the middle's like really vibrant orange. But then I'd have to eat it.
Yeah, you would.
It's a commitment opening a big squash, isn't it?
But yeah.
Do you think?
As your mum has sort of experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite squash?
Yeah, is that quite funny then? Being like, it's good timing. I've just opened a squash. Like a bottle of wine. Yeah. What's my favourite colour, did you say?
Your favourite squash?
I've gone mad. This is what I mean about not being able to multitask.
What is your favourite colour while we're here?
Used to be navy blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, navy blue. Maybe like coral. Quite like the colour coral. Mm. How about you? What's your favourite colour?
Mine's a similar sort of phthalo blue, which is like a petrol blue colour. So quite warm but dark.
Ooh.
Like me.
You're not dark, Annie.
No.
Actually, your humour is... Whenever I write a little blurb for you for my comedy night, I always write... You know, deadpan, dark.
Dark, deadpan.
Yeah.
We shared a show together in Mac. Do you remember?
And 2015. At Caversham. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember we went to that mad festival in the rain?
Oh my God.
And it was mostly made up of families.
Children.
And we were doing, we hadn't been informed of that, and our material
was blue.
It was blue. Well, and it was, that's both our favourite colours. So, very apt, actually. Don't mind if I do.
That was so fun because it was before... Well, actually, you've not done an hour show yet, have you?
No. Oh, yes, I have. I did one at Mac.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Our show at Mac. Had
done an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, and do you remember we said we were meant to be doing 15 minutes each? We were meant to be doing half an hour each. And you were like, you go on first and introduce me. And so I was like, yeah, good. Fine, we'll do. Yeah. And then I went on and did like five minutes of introducing you.
Yeah.
And then you were supposed to do, like 25 minutes, but you did, I think, like maybe...
17?
Yeah. And so I had...
You had to do about 40.
Yeah, I had to do a lot. Well, that's quite nice.
You did a lot of the heavy lifting that day.
Did I?
Yeah. But in a good way. Good
for me anyway. Can I have some more white? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
What a little rat.
I'm going to squeeze it
into my mixing palette.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you're interesting because you're not mixing anything as you go.
Well, I've done a bit of mixing in here, but then I've done some on the page as well.
Yeah, I've just mixed. I need to have my colours there.
What, and then just straight off?
Yeah.
I've only used one brush. I might vary my brush in a minute.
Oh, yeah, for a different stroke.
Yeah, different sort of mark.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Too much white.
Oh, God. I never thought I'd hear it.
No, you wouldn't.
Do you find it more relaxing, painting or writing?
Painting. Yeah. Because writing's work. Yeah. Or writing, and writing there's like... Can I have a yellow, please?
Yeah.
Writing there's like... There's high stakes. Well, not high stakes, but it's like, this is what I'm professing to do for my career.
Mm.
So... If it's bad, then it's sort of trouble for me.
How's writing Thomas the Tank Engine? That must be quite fun.
Yeah, it's sort of finished for the moment, actually.
What? How many people are in the writer's room?
So there will be, you have an initial writer's meeting with, I would say, 10 Thomas. People in the room.
And the fat
Thomas
controller.
Is in the corner. Yeah, fat controller. No, there'll be about 10 people in the room, producers, other writers.
Mm-hmm.
But then you write it just on your own, really. But I write it with Camille.
So do you write sort of with me. Narratives for the episode?
Yes.
That must be quite fun.
It's really fun, actually. That's one of the funnest ones that we write on, I'd say.
And is it easier writing for kids, would you say, than writing stand-up?
It's a completely different thing, because writing for the kids thing is like writing to a brief.
Yeah.
It's like you can be creative, but it's within a very specific remit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I'm writing for my stand-up, it can be anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's quite nice having a structure you have to adhere to, I find. Like being given a specific brief.
In a way, sometimes I'm like, why are you even doing your own stuff? Because I sort of feel often more comfortable when I have been given a specific job.
Maybe that's quite a good writing exercise, like... giving yourself a specific brief, being like, I have to write about this topic.
Yeah, that's a good... yeah, that's a very good point, actually.
I might start doing that.
I've had a bad time with this pink that I've made.
Like 5 minutes on squash.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know what? I find that when it comes to editing material,
mm-hmm.
my own material, that's the thing that I find the hardest. I can write first drafts really quite easily of stuff, of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to actually making it better and good, that's when I struggle.
Yeah.
And so that's when I find it quite helpful just to give specific, myself specific tasks.
Yeah.
That's
why it's helpful to gig. As well, I suppose.
Yeah, so, you do it on the
that's
go.
That's kind of how you edit, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm doing a bit of sort of shadow beneath the squash.
That's quite nice, yeah.
Try and give it some weight.
What I need is a darker tone of this.
Oh, that's a bit too orange.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely what you're doing there. Really nice.
Thank you, though.
I don't think you have.
Just proving that point we made about women.
Well,
you give me a compliment.
And you go, no, it's shit.
No, it's shit.
Yeah. And me being like, I'm having a really hard time actually with this. I think I've really ruined it.
Whereas Dan was like, I'm absolutely smashing
Yeah, he's a little prick.
I've never seen it.
I told you, didn't I, that when we're watching TV together.
Yeah.
If anyone ever gives anyone else a compliment on the show,
mm-hmm.
Daniel will just go, thank you. Like, if a character gives another character a compliment.
He's big.
Yeah, they all are.
Oh, I really like it.
Because I think I need a smaller brush in a minute.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few. That's a bit of a smaller one.
It's that funny thing, isn't it, with art, where it's like, oh, the more I've done of this, the less I like it.
It's a very fine line between it being good and then you just do one thing that makes
it terrible. I was watching that, do you know what's that thing called? The painting one?
Watercolour Challenge?
No, is it the Great British, not the Great British Paint Off?
Oh, they did have the Great British Pottery Throwdown.
No, it was like,
that was great.
Was it good?
Because unlike with Bake Off, where everyone is at quite a high standard, with the Pottery Throwdown,
they're all shit.
Everyone was so bad at pottery.
Love it.
But it was so intense. Like, people were on the verge of tears every week.
Oh, no.
Just really bad at... I mean, pottery is fucking hard. I'd be terrible at it.
Yeah.
But I think more people can bake, so obviously the standard is higher.
Yeah.
It was just like a group of people who'd never made a pot before.
This was... I think there was a celebrity one, the big painting challenge,
Right. I don't think I've seen that.
It's really good. I would really recommend it. And it's like, you know, they're amateur artists. Mm-hmm. And they're giving it a bloody good go. But watching that, I was like, God.
Also just so much more stressful if it's being filmed. Like, it's fine for a podcast because people can't see...
You will show it, won't you?
Oh, we will show it at the end.
Yeah.
But I mean, the moment, as in now, where I'm struggling and making it worse, at least
it's not on TV. That's the thing, and you see them really... is that yellow or white?
That is...
White.
White.
Yeah, they sort of... You can see them just, like, lose their minds, you know, where halfway through they don't know what to do. Then there's like always one person which I love this energy where they just start again about four times. And then the mentors have to come over to them and be like, you can't start again anymore. Like, you have to, there isn't enough time. You have to do it. I think what I was going to say was that they, it's like they have to do it in a time frame. And that's the thing that I really struggle with. Is like doing things to a time.
Mm. Rose.
Yeah?
What is art?
God.
The question everyone hates.
What is art? I think it's like the product of the human need to express ourselves kind of creatively. Is that...
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing to me. Do you think sketch comedy is art?
No. Yeah. No, I think it is. Because I think it's esoteric. I think art is esoteric, really. Like, it has to be something that... It's a way, like I said, a way of sort of something that is an expression of something that's sort of unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need to do it. So then actually that does make it necessary. So I contradicted myself there. Oh, I quite like... So I've just done something that I quite like. Just taken white from the centre.
I love how sort of impasto yours
is. Yeah, it will be. I can't do figurative stuff. Do you know an artist called Richard Diebenkorn?
No, but that is a great name.
Yeah, he's great. He, I went to a really good exhibition of his at the Royal Academy, like... a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really interesting because he started, really painting really abstract.
Yeah.
Then he went figurative, really figurative, mm-hmm. then went back to painting really, really abstract.
Yeah.
I just found it really, really interesting. And again, my train of thought is terrible because I can't concentrate. Yeah, there, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
it's
see?
Sort of like Ewan Uglow. Do you know him?
No.
He does really nice figurative stuff, but they're all quite like geometric shapes and lines.
Yeah, like, that's
it all
a,
looks
I've got
quite
a pic-
mathematical.
That's Richard Diebenkorn when he went through his figurative period, the woman with the newspaper. I found it really interesting and I really liked his style and it reminded me the naked lady picture that I did that you liked.
Yeah.
It's not dissimilar to his thing. I just don't really like, because I think it's because I feel like my actual fine art skills are not good enough to like warrant being able to actually paint something, like realistically. Do you know what I mean?
What, so you choose to go abstract?
Yeah, because I can do it. Like, it doesn't need, and there's no, it's not wrong. Whereas if you're trying to paint something figuratively, it can be wrong. Like, it's like, it doesn't look like that. Whereas if it's abstract,
yeah,
it can't
be
wrong.
That's the problem with doing faces, I find. If it doesn't look like the person, then it seems
yeah, although there's a really beautiful, my granddad had a portrait done of him, the artist one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite abstract, but it does look exactly like him, actually. So that's, yeah. I've contradicted myself right there. I feel like I haven't said a single coherent thing this podcast.
You have.
Have I?
Yeah, I've just been letting you say some lovely things.
Oh, that's nice.
Whilst I sort of fuck up this background. I'm now very self-conscious about doing backgrounds since...
Yeah, I think I need to do a background, but I've just come on to the problem of the stalk.
Yeah, it's really difficult because it's got
loads
so
of colours.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with some...
But it looks...
Where's the yellow again?
Is that... Oh, that's black. Oh, you've got the yellow next to you.
That's the white, though.
No, this is
the
white.
That is the yellow, yeah. Ever so soz. Yeah, I feel like that... Oh, I've not drunk my tea.
Yeah, neither. That's what happened with the last tea you made me. I only drank half of it. Well, we're just so busy painting.
Yeah, this is really fun.
That sounded so insincere.
That's the biggest problem of my entire life.
But I have that disingenuous sounding voice.
Yeah.
This is really fun.
I once tried to buy a ticket for a play and the woman was like, are you joking? And I was like, no, that's how my voice sounds.
What was the play?
It was called The Goat.
And what did you... Tell me how you said it to her.
I said, can I have one ticket to The Goat, please? And she was like... I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I said it, but it was a problem for her.
Did she work at the box office or was it a random person in the street you were asking?
No, she worked at the box office. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you find it fun. It's a nice thing to do on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I also think, like, it's making me want to do more art.
Good.
Is that the aim?
I guess so. My aim is to get... comedians doing more art so that eventually they will stop doing comedy.
And you're and the only comedian left. The one true comedian. Yeah. The one comedian to rule them all.
Just trying to whittle out my competition.
Is this black?
Yes.
Great. So I just had a minor freak out where I forgot what the colour black was then.
I don't love using black, but a lot of people request it, so I've been putting it out.
I need a tiny bit.
Oh yeah, go mad. So a birthday girl's going to do another Edinburgh show?
I don't think we will actually do another actual show.
Are you still doing a podcast?
We're just trying to find a new home for it at the moment because it was at the BBC. But hopefully, yeah, we'll do some more.
Great.
You can come on it.
Thanks. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, sorry. I suddenly was like, I think I see what's going on here.
No, I actually wasn't.
No, but I'd love to have you on it.
But seeing as I'm going to be the only comedian left...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll just have to be you every week.
Every podcast.
Yeah. I've really fucked it up with the stalk.
I haven't yet gone. I'm going to go back to the stalk, but I'm a bit anxious about it. It's like in
you've got to give me. I'm sorry, but you've got to give me another 10. We've got to have 10 minutes. I can't. We're not allowed. I wish I hadn't done a stalk now.
Paint over it.
Can you do that?
You can do whatever you like. Draw a dick on it if you like.
Actually quite into that idea. I might just...
Give it some boobs as it's like a female form.
Yeah.
But it is hard. When we started, I was like, oh, I think this is going to be quite easy. And it's like, it's difficult.
Yeah, it is.
It's so subtle. Do you prefer... What is this? Prince Crown?
Crown Prince.
Crown Prince squash.
Over what?
What are the other types?
Butternut.
Yeah. Orange. Blackcurrant.
Yeah, orange is the top one. No.
The sport squash.
Never played it, have you?
No, my brother used to play. I think it's such good exercise, but it looks terrifying because you're in a tiny sort of glass room and the ball goes so quickly. ball. Is it a ball? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like tennis, but on speed. And you can hit it against like three different walls, can't you?
Yeah, my brother plays it too. It's quite an intense guy. Yeah. What colour background do you think I should do?
Have I just got black in by mistake? No. I don't know. I don't know that you need a background.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because I love how sort of like the difference between the paper and the thick paint.
Yeah.
I've just sort of done a like general wash because mine's all quite
maybe I'll
washy.
Focus on trying to fix the stalk for the remaining minute or something.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh yeah, yeah, you, that stalk's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's really good. Really.
Thanks, Rose. You've really built up my confidence again. So you're doing a show at Vault Fest? Should we just shout out?
Oh yeah, I'm doing a show at Vault Fest.
Excited?
Yeah, really excited.
That'll be a new hour? Or sort of?
Yeah, like bits that I've been working on for a while. Kind of new, really new bits.
Mm-hmm.
Think it'll have a kind of structure that's like, maybe, I think it's going to be about sort of like positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And how I hate it.
Sounds good. Sounds like my kind of shit.
I think I might have finished.
Great.
It has got some black in it, but I've kind of covered up quite a lot of the black.
That's all right. I think I've nearly finished too. Quick round. Impressionism or expressionism?
Impressionism.
Straight lines or curves?
Curves.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
Land. Oil or watercolour?
For me.
Yeah, for you.
To paint in, watercolour.
All for you, these questions.
Yeah.
Watercolour. Looking at art alone or with others?
Alone.
Or films art?
Pardon?
Are films art?
Yeah.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah.
Tortured artist or rational security guard?
Tortured.
Oh, interesting. Talk about or think about art?
Talk about.
First kiss?
Charlie Tame.
Ooh. Charlie Tame or Dan Cook?
Charlie Tame. No, Dan Cook, obviously.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Life.
Oh, but you chose still life.
Yeah, because I...
Oh, you wanted a naked woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Art or tech?
Art? Hey, tech.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or food?
Food! Turns out I don't like art that much.
It's what you do, art.
Yeah.
Dicks or pussies?
Dicks.
So, I'm going to start with technique.
Mm.
I think it's beautiful. It is very impressionist. The
sort of
very particular, like, thick brush marks and also the colours, like the sort of corally, pastely colours, very sort of focused on light. And you've really captured the sort of gradient of the squash.
Oh, thank you.
The stalk
is a problem.
I don't love. I wish you hadn't used black, actually. I think without the stalk, that is going to be like 10 out of 10, but I'm going to mark you down for the stalk.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you 9.
Yeah.
Commitment, I'd say you've committed because you've done the stalk, even though it's the worst bit. You've done it.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you 9.
And
so
do you know what?
It's 10 for both.
It's like you... Yeah, and that's good because it's like I said, if you don't really try, you can't really fail. And I really tried and I did fail.
Well, no,
and
you, that's didn't, fine. You didn't fail overall. I just think for me, that does detract slightly from the rest of it.
That's what I was going to say about the big painting challenge is that you see them and the painting's so good and then they just do one thing and the mentors come over and go, you fucked it with that.
Yeah.
That bush. There was one and this woman had done this like amazing skyline. And it was like this perfect thing. And then she just tried to do this bush in the foreground.
Yeah.
And it was like
A five-year-old had done it, and she kept on just like adding more and more until it was just this muddy mess of paint. And it was like, and everyone was just like, sorry, but you've ruined
sorry.
It.
Sorry. She's just there slitting her wrists.
Yeah.
I love it. So overall grade, I'm going to give you an A.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
I love it. I really love it.
Okay, so what am I marking you on?
Commitment and technique.
Yeah. Just those two, wasn't there?
Just those two. And then an overall grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So technique, I think I really like the colour palette that you've chosen.
Thanks.
I also think you've captured the bulgingness.
Yeah, it is bulging.
It feels 3D to me. Only thing I'd say is the bottom bit is probably a tiny bit angular.
Yeah.
You could maybe, it's I don't know what it looks like
it's
from
not
yours.
Curved
it's not, I'm going to say that a squash doesn't have a right angle.
Yeah.
And there is a right angle down here.
Well, come and have a look at it from here.
Basically, if you just try and paint what you can see, that really helps. No, okay, I'm going to come and have a look.
Because that, to me, is a sort of right angle.
Oh, yeah, actually. I do forgive.
Do you think? Or have I? I mean, it should probably be more curved, but is a slightly
straight
line.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is straighter, actually. Actually, yeah. Maybe it's just because it feels...
I think you're like, probably right. It should be more curvy.
Maybe slightly. But I also really like your use of darker colours to highlight bits around there.
Normally I say to people, don't feel you have to give me a high mark because it's my podcast. But after having your husband on, I feel absolutely destroyed me. I feel like I'm not going to say that to anyone.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't say that to him. And then
I did have another criticism, but I'm not going to say it.
No, say so. Please say it. I love it.
Because the top,
it
feels slightly unfinished because I can see a bit of pencil underneath and it's like blending in with the background a little bit at the top.
Okay.
But commitment, really good. Because
you're worried about how fragile they are.
No. Because you've gone for a colour palette, you've chosen it. The stalk strong on yours.
Oh, thanks.
A really decisive you can see with mine I had a breakdown halfway through, tried to paint over it.
Well, yeah, but I was also there for the process, so I don't know whether I would be able to tell that.
Right. So commitment, yeah. Really strong. I feel like early on you knew what you were gonna do and
maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an A-.
Thank you.
Just because of some minor criticisms that I have, but all in all, I think really good.
That's been really fun. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.
Swapsies.
Thank you.
That was Rose Johnson. What a lovely gal. Rose is doing a work in progress show at The Pleasance with the brilliant Amy Annette on the 1st of February. Then her new show, This Little Piggy, at Vault Festival on the 27th of February. So check those out. She's on Twitter. Follow her. I'm also doing a work in progress show at Vault Festival on the 27th of February and the 28th of February. So do book tickets for that. The fun thing about doing Vault Festival is they send you a daily sales report at 2:30 a.m. So always a harrowing thing to wake up to. So please do buy some tickets and have a lovely week. See you next time. Bye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.